Launching a bid for a local office or even mayor runs the gamut from intimidating to frustrating to exhilarating. American democracy enables all upstanding citizens to run for public office, at least in theory. Going from idea and inspiration to launching a campaign is a process involving strict adherence to protocol, as New York Citizen One blogger Teresa Graflin discovered when she attempted to run for city council in Albany's 6th Ward. Like many others who aspire to serve, she drew inspiration from neighbors.
I have been encouraged to run for office at least the last 5 years. I have avoided the effort because if the job is done with integrity, it is pretty much a thankless job. A lot of my signatures came from people who swore they were registered at a specific address.
Graflin intended to oust four-term incumbent Richard Conte, but got knocked off the Democratic line after an overwhelming number of signatures on her ballot petitions were invalidated. Albany Democratic mayoral hopeful Marlon Anderson also experienced the perils of petitions.
I single-handedly went out and collected over 1,200 signatures to get on the ballot to be mayor in the city of Albany. When I submitted those petitions and got on the ballot, I thought that was simply that, you know, because I had the correct amount of signatures.
As with Graflin, a large number of Anderson's signatures were tossed by the Board of Elections, which determined some had incomplete or incorrect addresses, while others appeared to be from unregistered voters.
From what I was told by the Board of Elections Commissioner, it was more about minutia, about a date missing here, about municipality missing in a municipality field. It was more about political minutia than people being registered.
Anderson went back to square one, launching a new campaign, faced with dual daunting tasks of getting on a different party line and regathering signatures. Conservative Albany mayoral candidate Joe Sullivan points out that many would-be candidates are stymied by the petitioning process.
They stop people on the streets and just get them to sign their petition. When you're doing any kind of mass signature gathering, 50% of what you collect is worthless because people are not enrolled, or they don't live at the address they say they do, or they're not a Democrat, what have you. The most efficient way for a candidate to get on a ballot is to take an up-to-date walk list and walk door to door, and that's hard work.
Sullivan adds that in Graflin's 6th Ward and in neighborhoods where Anderson has his best shot at drumming up support, petitions can be tough to fill up when citizens can't easily be reached.
Because you have apartment dwellers who are locked in their fortified apartment buildings, and it's very hard to go door-to-door in a ward like that.
Once on the ballot, Republican Albany mayoral candidate Jesse Calhoun says a key tool to winning any election is getting one's name before the public.
I have found one of the biggest obstacles to be the press. Not only do we have to overcome the other candidates, but we have to overcome a media that goes beyond bias to downright willful omission of candidates. Recently, WNYT broadcast that in 6 weeks, Albany will find out who its next mayor will be. That's the date of the Democratic primary, not the general election. And also broadcast that for the first time, the mayor would be a person of color or a woman. And it completely failed to mention that there are several other candidates for mayor at the current time.
Voters will choose new leaders in the general election on November 5th. WNYT says the report Calhoun is referring to is about a mayoral debate and that their coverage includes all candidates. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.